Prime Time replay from Money FM 89.3. On Money FM 89.3, Tech Talk with Wong Kai Yee, tech contributor with the Business Times.
This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3, and on Wednesdays we discuss the latest in the technology space with tech contributor for the Business Times, Wong Kai Yee. Thanks for joining us today, Kai Yee. So first up, ARM Holdings. This British chip technology firm is joining automakers General Motors Company and Toyota Motor Corp to establish common computing systems for self-driving cars, an effort the companies hope will speed development of the technology. How does, though, Kai Yee, ARM hope to achieve this aim of speeding up adoption?
Great to be back, guys. So ARM Holdings is a British chip firm that designs chips, but they don't necessarily sell them themselves. So what they do is that they sell these chip designs to other companies who then manufacture these chips. So for example, any phone that you pick up, for example, is probably running an ARM chip of some sort, an ARM chip designed by them, rather. So they basically have quite long ties to the automotive industry, going back to the 1990s, actually, when, you know, your cars started to have things like engine control, diagnostics. You know, it started out very small, and then now every car is basically a computer on wheels, right, as we all know. And on Tuesday, the company said it was helping to create this AVCC, or the Autonomous Vehicle Computing Consortium, along with the aforementioned two automakers, General Motors and Toyota, and also with industry suppliers Bosch Corp, Denso, and Continental AG. Also part of the group is Nvidia Corp, which is better known for their graphics processing units in PCs, but have also made inroads into the autonomous driving space, and also NXP Semiconductors, both of which have embedded ARM's technology into their chips.
Mm-hmm. And Kai, what are some limitations currently facing automakers, I mean, trying to develop self-driving systems?
From a technological standpoint, Bernard, so I don't know whether you've seen like Waymo cars in the US, for example. They're huge MPVs. Mm-hmm. Like, we've not seen like a little tiny autonomous car driving around. And that's for a very good reason, because currently the technology that powers self-driving cars is huge. Like, literally, the computer at the back is huge and it has to be cooled. And that's why only the like autonomous vehicles that you've seen on the road are either big MPVs or big SUVs. So they need the space for those computers at the back. So ARM chips generally are quite power efficient chips. So it's hoped, I guess, that when they start to make inroads into this industry, you know, you can downsize the chips, make them less power hungry, make them more efficient, and everybody wins.
Let's talk about Samsung Electronics now, though. Strong sales of their Galaxy Note 10 smartphone series are limiting forecast profits falling at the South Korean tech giant, raising hopes that it's getting back on a growth track after years of moribund sales. How has business been picking up at Samsung, Kai?
So Samsung, still the world's largest smartphone manufacturer, but they are not sitting on their laurels just yet. They are moving ahead. One of the first companies, in fact, to launch 5G phones. And as we all have read and heard and seen about it, their $3,000, what was it, the Galaxy Fold, the foldable smartphone that everyone seems to be buying. Things like these sort of help it move along, even though these two technologies are untested at best, especially their folding smartphones. I mean, several few companies have tried it. Not many have made it to market, but Samsung seems to be the first one, and it seemed to have relative sales success. I remember reading a press release that said almost all the units allocated for Singapore were sold out. Something like that. So some people out there do like themselves a $3,000 smartphone.
Oh boy.
what other areas does Samsung foresee challenges in, Kai?
So we all know Huawei. Huawei is, they've been hit bad by the US Sino-trade rift. And basically Huawei has reduced their output and also reduced buying chips from Samsung. That's why, you know, Samsung's chip business, which has traditionally been one of the biggest drivers of its profits, has also, you know, seen not too good days, for example. And Samsung's profit, as a result, has been slumping almost every quarter since the last holiday quarter, and it's expected to fall again in the current quarter, year on year. So I guess we will see things go worse before they can get better for Samsung. But let's hope they, you know, come back again.
All right, Christmas round the corner. Everybody remember that?
Yeah.
If you're looking way ahead, though, to the holiday shopping season, maybe next year's, you're in luck. The PlayStation 5 will go on sale then. Mm. So, Kai, what's cooking with the new PlayStation 5? What's special about it?
Yes, the PlayStation 5. Does anyone want a PlayStation here?
No, Xbox, I did the Nintendo back in the 80s.
Yeah, Nintendo.
And the Atari
Game Boy
before that.
Atari,
yeah.
Oh, geez. We are getting to uncharted territory here.
So, thanks to my age. Thank you, Kai.
PlayStation 5, okay, let's look forward to the future.
Right.
End of 2020. And we've got some details here. So Sony is releasing a new haptic feedback feature to replace the rumble effect found in the PlayStation's controller.
Mm.
So, you know, when you play sort of like fighting games or whatever, you got that rumble effect in the controller. But Sony is replacing this with haptic feedback, sort of a deeper level of feedback.
Mm.
And Sony claims that they have refined this vibration feature, that you can feel the difference between, quote, walking through fields of grass or plodding through mud.
Wow.
Yeah, and it reminds me of something that Nintendo did with the Switch. It was some game that was released with the Switch, and then basically you had to shake like ice in a glass, and then when you shook one of the controllers, you actually could feel it vibrating, like those cubes of ice vibrating, shaking the glass. Yeah, so sounds like Sony is going to do something like that, and it will be charged. This controller will be charged through USB-C, so bringing it into the future. And the controllers also have adjustable tension as well.
Mm.
So the buttons on the side, on the front rather, so they can be modified to represent in-game tension and force. Like if you draw a bowstring, for example,
right,
it could have a different tension than a car accelerator, for example.
Wow.
Really interesting stuff, actually. Yeah. Really, really high tech.
I'd love to experience that one.
Yeah, definitely, me too. But obviously, I mean, it's going to be what... whatever
$6,000.
The PS4, $6,000 thereabouts.
Is that going to be
thereabouts?
Say, there goes the idea for the Christmas present, guys.
Oh no more stocking stuffers.
Okay, before I let you go, any tech fact for all of us, Akai?
Yeah, so a former Microsoft CEO, Steve Ballmer, if anyone remembers him, once said he found it hard to get excited about Android devices. Now let that sink in a little bit.
Okay, hard to get excited.
You know, like, oh, this thing is probably not going to make a dent in the market, etc., etc. Mm. And fast forward, 10 years later, Android
devices. What was he excited about back then?
Exactly.
Do we know, though? Yeah.
Probably Windows Phone. Does anyone remember that? yes, exactly. By the laughter, I think no one remembers that. And, I mean, Microsoft even recently just released a foldable phone themselves, which runs Android.
Mm.
How we have come full circle.
Absolutely.
Wong Kai-yi, tech contributor for the Business Times, joining us every Wednesday to talk all things tech. Kai-yi, always a pleasure.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. or download the SBH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.